Mel.
Hi.
How are you?
You know how you said that a lemon and ginger tea that's bubbly today?
Yes, and it's so bubbly.
You were like, oh, are we going to be burping? And I was like, no, we're not going to be burping. And I just literally had to burp right when you said that. It was like a nervous, you know, when someone tells you not to do something and then it's all you want to do.
Yeah. It's like when you're at the dentist and they open your mouth and it's like you're not allowed to swallow.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I kind of can't swallow right now. And then you start panicking.
Yeah.
Like I just swallowed ironically while I was talking. I start panicking, like, and now I can't swallow, even if I want to swallow. Yeah. And then I just, like, freak out and, like, overthink way too much and, like, start coughing.
Yeah.
I hate the dentist. The same. But it's only for that reason.
I know. But it's so unnatural to sit with someone sucking your saliva out of your mouth. And then there's, like, blood in there and, like,
so fucked.
Like, a bit of tooth and...
Yeah.
Like weird, that blue shit that they put everywhere. What's that?
Spit in
There's
front
blue
of them.
Shit everywhere.
There's so much blue stuff.
Why?
I don't know what it is.
Don't make it blue.
I don't know what it is.
Blue is like not meant to be in my mouth. Nothing natural is blue that would ever go in your mouth. It's so weird to me. I hate it.
I hate it too.
When did you last go to the dentist?
I went a couple of weeks ago and I have to go on.
Oh, no.
Next Monday.
Why?
To get fillings.
Ew. Oh, yes. I remember when you went. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, rip your mouth.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun.
You'll come out with like no teeth.
Yeah.
Like we couldn't. There's nothing that
there's
could be
nothing.
Done.
We couldn't save them. I can't do the podcast because I've just got gums now and I can't speak anymore.
And then you get weird creepy dentures.
Yeah. Where I look like.
And then you become like the denture killer who bites all their victims.
Yeah.
That would be a cool, like not a cool. Not a cool real killer, guys. Like a
fake
killer.
One. Yeah.
Like don't anyone go and become the denture killer, but also in a movie.
Yeah, but also copyright Mel thought of that. So
yeah,
don't
so
take
fuck
that.
You if you decide to be a murderer that kills people with your dentures because you're not allowed. cool. well, this is Mystery Minute,
this
so
is
we can
Mystery
just
Minute.
Talk shit for
so
as long
we
as we
can
want.
Do this.
Fuck everyone
we can talk
that
about
doesn't like
dentists
it.
And dentures and copyright law if we want.
We can talk about anything.
I can sip
There's
this
no rules.
Fizzy tea.
Yeah, I love my fizzy tea. We were going to debrief the live show.
Yeah, we just wanted to continue just basking in the glory of our live show.
We have the hugest heads, guys. I can't believe so many of you came.
So many. Thank you so much.
250, I think.
Yep.
In attendance.
And it was like, I've been saying, it was basically like we knew 10% of people and then 90%. It was somewhere around that ratio. 90% were just legit fans of All Aussie Mystery Hour, which was so much better. Like,
oh my God, it's so much
fuck
better.
Like having a bunch of boring friends, like friends who were bored sitting there being like, God, these
I've
two.
I barely spoke to my friends.
Yeah, it was just like we
I
got
could
to
not...
meet people afterwards. Everyone
was
just like here for it. You guys were laughing at jokes that like were barely funny, but I really appreciated it.
I really appreciated the support. The extra length of laughing that you guys went to support us.
Because we did say if you can't, you have to laugh at everything, even if it goes against your morals.
Yeah.
Like you just have to laugh very loudly. And I feel like people did that.
I'm pretty sure people were laughing when you were like, and then we're not going to spoil it.
No.
If you weren't there, you
no
didn't
spoilers.
Listen to the episode when X died. And people
were
people
like
ha, 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 that's so funny, Josie. And it's like,
is it?
But also, thank you.
But thanks. Yeah, it made me feel, I was really nervous. And as soon as I sat down, people were laughing at just like not even very funny things I was saying. And I was just like, oh, I felt so much better. I stopped being nervous after like a minute.
I know.
I felt...
And then I thought I was a real comedian.
Same. I was just saying to you, like, ever since then, I just did a prezzo in front of our work, which is like, what, a good amount of people now.
Like,
it was like 70 people in our office. And I had to stand up and talk about editorial and what we've been up to. And I was like fucking cracking jokes left, right and center. I'm suddenly so Amy Schumer.
<We're> like,
can't stop.
We're like, someone pay us money
Everything I say is funny now. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I just never thought I was before.
Yeah, look, I've never thought of myself as a funny, like, person on a stage with a microphone.
Exactly,
I've always thought,
oh,
I'm funny, but it's people laugh at me or they're laughing at, like, long, convoluted stories that I tell, which is why this podcast works, because that's really all that we give you.
Mm-hmm. Or they're laughing because they're your friend and they know you and you're referencing things that happened to you guys.
Yes.
But for a bunch of strangers to laugh at you. There's something great about that.
It feels really good.
Julian
Everyone
told
should
me
get
to do stand up.
Oh my God.
Like, you should do stand up. Like, okay, I love you, but also no.
You've gone too far.
You've gone too far in your admiration of me.
Yeah. I was insanely hungover the next day, though.
Yes.
I was bad.
I was okay because remember I couldn't get out the back to the pub because of the noise laws.
Yeah, so we went to a pub afterwards just with like some people that we hadn't, like I literally didn't get to speak to my friends that came to support us. So we were like, let's go to this pub.
Yeah.
Everyone go. And when we got there, we were like blocked out of the back room.
Yeah.
And it became this big nightmare. And I had my steamer with me. So we were like carrying a steamer around the dance floor, like dancing with it. I'll try and put up this video of Maddie, our friend Maddie from work, dancing with a steamer on the dance floor.
Iconic.
But yeah, it was.
Yeah, I left. I was like.
Well, I kept drinking. Yeah, and I know. The next day I had to drive to Scone to see Jeremy, my boyfriend. And I got up there and I was like lying on the couch, like a dead person. And I'm like, all I can have is ice. I just want some ice. And he's like, there's no ice in this house. Like,
no one ever has ice anymore.
I know.
This is a problem.
So bad because my mom has like a fucking ice maker.
Yes, same with my mom.
Go to her house, right?
Yeah. That's and sit there with a cup like of on ice. Tap.
Yeah. And so I was like, can you go to the servo and buy me a bag of ice? And no fucking joke. And I'll show you a picture evidence of this. Josie knows. He went and bought a whole bag of servo ice. And I just like opened it on the floor and was just like pulling bits out of it and sucking on them because I couldn't eat anything. I was just next level.
I had to get the train to Canberra to see my brother.
No.
But I was okay. I think I was just tired. I got Macca's when I got home. It was a good life hack because it kind of soaked up the alcohol.
Yeah.
So hangover-wise, I actually felt okay. I was just tired.
That's why.
And then we went to the footy together and it was like half time and my brother is not a big drinker, but he's like, reckon you can like stomach a wine? Because I think he was at the footy and he wanted to like have a drink. So I did. I had my first wine at like 3 p.m. and I was okay.
That's good.
I just had the one. I was like, I'm not going to tie another one on because we drank 2 bottles of wine.
Yeah, I was just about to say because we somehow managed to drink 2 bottles of wine while literally performing or whatever we did. Talking to you guys.
Talking.
Like, we had one pretty much before the show.
Yeah.
And then in the half time, I'm pretty sure in the interval, you poured half a bottle into your cup and half into my cup.
And Newcastle pour.
Drank it.
TM.
And then we drank it. And I kept picking up the wine instead of the water on the stage and being like.
Because it was very pale wine. It was like a nice Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
Very pale. They look like the same thing.
Yeah.
I think I made that joke during it because I was like, I'm confused about which is which.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was very fun.
Yeah, we loved it. We want to do more. So we're planning hopefully to get down to Melbourne.
Yes.
Hopefully to Brizzy.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be it. I'm going to be honest. Unless we can get to Glenelg, that would be amazing.
That would be so iconic. And we've got a few Newcastle fans.
Yeah, sorry, Newcastle.
So maybe we'd do a little hometown.
And Newcastle's not that far from us.
No,
so.
We could easily do that. We could stay at Mum's place.
Yes. Amazing.
So that would be fun. You know, they don't have to all be huge venues.
Yeah, exactly. We just it's just so nice to meet so many of you, and we obviously talk to you in the group all the time. It was really nice to put faces to names.
Yeah, and some of you are too shy to come and talk to us.
Yes.
Which is fine too.
It's also fine, but also we're like so unscary. Yes. I hugged everyone, you know? I was like, I'm going to hug everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my friends messaged and she's like, you know, you've like committed now. You have to hug everyone. And I was like, yeah, because I am going to hug everyone because they're my friends.
Yeah, it was nice.
Because I'm crazy.
It was nice seeing everyone.
You guys probably don't even think we're your friends.
Yeah, but you're our friends.
We're like these sad people that are like, I've got 4,000 friends on Facebook.
They're all of my friends, every single one of them.
All of my friends, even the ones that joined just to be like mean to us, which I don't think has happened, but maybe someone maybe might be screenshotting us for fun.
I can only think of one time that's happened.
Mm. Are we not going to talk about it? We don't need to. I don't know.
Should we give this person any more airtime?
No. Okay. But can you tell me later?
Yeah.
Okay. So something else we did was both watch the extremely wicked, vile, whatever that's called, the Ted Bundy movie.
Yeah. Everyone's just calling it
wicked,
Ted Bundy.
Vile,
extremely
abominable.
Extremely wicked, shockingly evil and vile.
One. Which is the words that the judge used
to describe his actions.
It's confusing to me, so.
Yeah, they could have just called it something Ted Bundy. Else. Ted Bundy.
Look, they probably didn't call it Ted Bundy because everyone's like, stop glorifying the killer.
Guys, stop glorifying Ted Bundy by casting someone that looks very much like him, who happens to be attractive, just like Ted
and
Bundy
was.
And
a very fucking good actor.
And a great actor to play him. How dare you?
It's so
that was such a dumb argument. That's from a few months ago.
I'm so sorry. No, it's still going around because I've seen articles about it this
week.
Yeah,
they're kind of resurfacing the whole argument. It's so dumb.
I mean, you start because we both think it's stupid.
It's not like they cast Chris Hemsworth. I've said that before because he doesn't look anything like him. That would just be glorifying
him. Yes.
I was actually kind of struck by how much he looked like him in some moments of that.
He did such a good job.
Especially when he was pacing outside the...
Oh, the courtroom and then he's addressing the press?
Yes, when they... And what was interesting, and this is true, I know because I've read a lot of Ted Bundy stuff, like people go, oh, this movie's glorifying him. Like not about the good-looking stuff, but making him into like a rock star. The media did that. Yes. America actually did that. Yes. He didn't choose to go out and talk to the media. They made him do that whole thing.
Yeah. Which is interesting because I thought a lot of it was just him being...
And he was definitely showboating, but they also chose to televise the trial. That was hardly his choice.
Yeah.
Hi, I've murdered all these people. Can you please televise my trial, make me famous? Oh, sure. We'll consider that request. Like it was absolutely that just happened.
Yeah.
So it was almost like not by choice, but that he just happened to be defending himself and be very charismatic. I'm not sticking up for Ted Bundy, but I'm just saying I'm sticking up for the movie because it definitely showed that it was the media that made him into the celebrity serial killer.
And he played along with it. Like there was a lot of...
He used that. He was using it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's how all the girls ended up in court cheering him and all this shit and like... Because he was kind of playing into that.
Yeah.
Well, he was like, obviously these people are here because I'm an attractive white American man.
Yes.
And so I'm going to play into the attractive white American man sort of stereotype and act like this charming, gorgeous, good...
Debonair
man who would never murder women viciously.
Yeah. I didn't think it was amazing.
Yeah.
It wasn't written very well.
I was so bored. I'm going
to
tell you now.
It was very much like a Lifetime movie.
Oh, my God. Vibes. It was so like you. That's what you said to me. Yeah. And I was like, yes, that's exactly how it felt.
He was great.
Mm.
But it was hardly.
I mean, she was great too. Lily Collins.
Great, but he wasn't like, I mean, stop me if I'm wrong. Next February is not like Oscar worthy. Like, it's not like Daniel Day-Lewis going full method.
Oh, God, no. Leonardo DiCaprio.
It was a good portrayal, I thought.
And big step up for Zac Efron.
Yes,
like, he kind of was. I think he broke out of his teen heartthrob vibe, but he was still very much that comedic actor.
Yes, then he kind of went down
Seth
that
Rogen
road.
Film that I love, whatever that is, where they're in
Bad
the
Neighbors.
Like, yes, oh my God, that's such a great movie.
Great movie.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
Another stale film.
So stale, but so good.
But we love. I think I just watched the whole thing and I was like, I'm so frustrated because all of that noise about don't glorify Ted Bundy, like, you know, write about the victims. This was really about his girlfriend.
Yes. It was based on her book.
You know, she wasn't one of his victims in the sense of she wasn't murdered or assaulted, but in a way she kind of was because she lived this whole lie with this man who manipulated her into thinking, I mean, you know,
he
basically
was
led a double life with her. You know, she led him into a child's life, her life, trusted him, had no idea anything was really happening, had a suspicion but didn't really believe her suspicion and really chronicled everything from her point of view of, you know, how, you know, and I think it tells an important story about how, like I've always been banging on about in the noise of all this shit.
Yes.
Not every serial killer is going to be a fucking creep. Like
with saliva, the quote from the movie – bared teeth and saliva dripping down their chin.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's like, fuck, guys, can no one see that this is what the message of these films is saying?
Yeah.
Is it's not saying, that film wasn't saying, Ted Bundy is so hot. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, the poor man, he totally deserved to not go to jail for the, like, million bazillion women that he murdered.
Yeah.
It was saying, not every killer, like, you could be literally living with a serial killer and you wouldn't fucking know about it because that's how horribly psychopathic some of these people are.
Yeah. And he was a great gaslighter too because even when – he was literally on trial for attempting to abduct Carol Durant, who is like such a lord. I love her in life. In the thing, she was just like a bit, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's really cool in real life. She's in the doco that's on Netflix. You know, she got away from him and he was on trial for it. And the girlfriend, Liz, still was like, oh. Like everyone's against him because he said it's not true. I didn't do it and like had all these reasons and they showed her my photo and like managed to fool her
and also
so many
Carol
people.
Ann,
she was a piece of work.
But like just I think all of these women,
yeah,
like
they were
obviously like are you going to just say that all of these women were fucking idiots that were believing this man?
He was absolutely gaslighting all of them.
And I don't think that makes him the smartest man in the world or someone to glorify. It's just, I don't think it's a story that shouldn't be told.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if we make every serial killer the bad, evil wolf, then, you know, you're just kind of perpetuating that shit that the good guys are the nice, clean-cut white men, you know? And then it's like, well,
and then you help them put their books in the car.
Yeah, and then you get fucking locked in the boot, and that's the end.
Yeah.
And it's horrific, and his crimes were horrific, and I'm kind of glad at least that they didn't do heaps
of... That was interesting, that approach. I think keeping it as her side of the story meant that it was just her side of the story. So you didn't see the chronicling like in the doco where it literally was like, these people went missing in this year, and this is what Ted Bundy was doing at the time. She didn't know about it, so we kind of didn't know about it. There are a couple of news reports that they put in this movie, but it wasn't until the very end.
Yeah.
And that was quite shocking, I thought.
It was quite shocking. The only thing I would say was that I think the reason I was bored was because the pace was a bit flat.
Yeah.
And like as a film.
Yes.
I think that it was – it's just a hard film to make because I think that it's so important to show it from her perspective. I thought that was really good. But then it's hard because – you're sort of just watching a woman be a bit confused and then like a trial.
Yes.
Like it wasn't really like the sort of beginnings of this
of him
evil man and how he came to be. And
that's why they didn't call it Ted Bundy probably because that would have been like he was born, he grew up.
Yeah.
He started doing weird shit and we don't know really what he was doing.
No.
Then. And then it would have been a bit torture porny.
Yeah, I think so too.
To just show woman. But then I think The Stranger Beside Me
would be a really good film too.
Yeah, from her point of view.
I loved that book.
They flashed her up on the screen at the end where she was like, where they show all the real footage.
Yes, yeah.
But Anne Rule was there. But that would be fascinating from her point of view.
Because she was looking into the cases. Yes,
yeah. So that would be fascinating. Not realizing
that he was literally this guy that she... I'd love that.
Maybe like Melissa McCarthy playing her.
Oh, my God, yes.
Iconic.
So that... film I think would have been maybe better.
Yeah.
Because then you would get the cases and the mystery and the unraveling of like who the fuck is this person doing this.
Yeah.
And that pace.
Yes.
But still mixed with that, I think that strong message that this guy was just someone that people didn't suspect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like people, really smart people did not suspect this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's...
Anyway, it's a fascinating story, the story of Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
You know, the escaping, everything like that. It is like a movie when you read about it. You're like, how did this even happen?
I know.
And you know what's comforting to me is that he wouldn't have got away with it for so long now.
No.
Because he was biting them. He was leaving DNA. He was operating in different states, and it's back when the states didn't communicate, and now they do, partly because of him. Like, yeah, I'm glad that we've come... far. I'm not saying that people don't kill people, but there's been a few articles I've read about like the decline of the serial killer and how in the 70s there was like several operating at the same time in the same areas, and you don't hear about them as much now.
Yeah.
And it's because it is difficult, which is good.
Yeah, you get caught
that
earlier.
Law enforcement's come that far.
Yeah.
Like look at the Golden State Killer, he finally got.
I know.
His comeuppance after so long. So yeah, it was. It was. I enjoyed it,
yeah.
But I wasn't like, oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, neither. I think I was also watching it in the daytime.
Mm.
That probably had a lot to do with it. Like I wasn't really, you know, when you're watching something in the daytime, you can't really see the screen
100%. Yes, yeah.
So you're not 100% following what's going on.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't buy into any of that sort of, no. I think all the talk around it glorifying him is just sending the wrong message to me.
Yeah, like, I thought they handled it well.
Yeah, and he did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Talk about anything else? Or we...
Did you have anything else to discuss?
Oh, look, I do, but maybe I'll save it for next week.
Okay, well, that's it.
See ya.
See ya.